Good morning. Since we have all these children here, we're going to put you to work. Are you ready? Today, what feast do we celebrate today? Sammy? You don't know? Who baptized you? Me, yeah, you better know. Say the Feast of the Trinity. What a guy, Sammy. I knew you knew it. So, what's the Trinity? Someone tell me. Yeah? It's a feast, yeah. Gallagher child. What's the Trinity? Don't point to her. Look at you. Your parents are watching. So, your mother teaches you, doesn't she? So do her proud. Tell me what the Trinity is. God? Good job! Wonderful! Yeah, but what do we mean by Trinity? Is there a picture of the Trinity somewhere in this church? Let's go, sweetheart. I don't know. Yep. Where? In the back? No. Yes? In the front? Where? In the middle? Where? Way up high. There you go. Whew. Yep, there it is, the Trinity. The first thing you see as you walk into this church, the highest thing you come in here, we got the Father, we got the Son, and we got the Holy Spirit. Is that the Trinity? Yes, okay. And the Trinity is all about love. If you sit there and you look at the Trinity figure up there, the Father gives the Son. You see Him giving the Son? On the cross, and then the Son with the Father gives the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit has wings, of course, huh? So after the Spirit gives Himself, He goes back to the top and it starts the whole process all over. The whole process of the Trinity is love, self-giving love. That's all it is. For all eternity, the God who is mystery could be named as love, and love by definition is a community. And today, what God calls us to do is enter in and experience He who is Trinity, and then live the Trinity in our daily lives. And the first way we enter into the Trinity is as the way we begin every prayer. Do we know how we begin every prayer? How? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Now when that happens, we're calling to mind the Trinity, and when we do that, we open the door into God. That's what happens. When we make the sign of the cross, we're opening the door so we can enter into the presence of God. And we do that by calling forth His name. So we open the door. But what do you think we got to do? And a lot of people open the door. You ever sit there and see baseball players before they hit? What do they do? What do they do? Make the sign of the cross, some of them, huh? And so that's opening the door, but nobody enters in after they open the door. And sometimes when we're praying, we begin in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but we don't enter in. So after we open the door with the sign of the cross, the next thing we got to do is we got to enter into the mystery. And that's where I think most people fail. They open the door by making the sign of the cross, they'll say their prayers, but they don't allow themselves to enter into the mystery. And that's for all of us. And the best way to enter into the mystery, if I'll give you a little bit of suggestion here, is that when we make the sign of the cross to open the door, we have some mindfulness. You know, mindfulness is a big thing in the Eastern Church. In the Eastern Church, in the Asian mentality, and it's good for us, because what it means is you do it thinking of every moment. You mindfully enter into the presence of God. And so when you and I go into our prayer, whatever our prayer happens to be, if always we do is go to the motions, and Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen, boom, 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 and Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Well, we opened the door, but we didn't enter in to encounter the mystery. I'm in the middle of reading Benedict the 16th. I preached on it three days this week. Benedict the 16th's book, Jesus of Nazareth. It's a very dense book, but it's so filled with great stuff. And he says to encounter God is to encounter mystery. And we've lost mystery in our church so often. You know, that's why there's such a yearning and so many people are going back to what type of liturgy? The Trinitine liturgy, huh? It's a big thing. No matter where I go, they're all over the place. And we're getting a lot of crowds of young people. You know why? Because something in the Trinity liturgy, those of you who are older remember this quite well. Everybody older than me. The reality is you would enter into a mystery. They would have Mass in Latin. The priest would be against, his back would be against the people at this altar. How many thousands of priests said Mass in this back altar? And it was kind of like you didn't know what was going on. You couldn't see. You only saw the priest back. And so there was a mystery happening. And so we've lost touch with that. But reality is that every time we enter into prayer, we should enter into the mystery of God. So we begin in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, open the door. We then walk in, and then we got to experience the mystery of love. And the way we're caught up into this mystery of love is once we're mindfully there, again, it's like God sits here and embraces us. And if you noticed, I don't know if anybody heard the opening prayer. I doubt it. But let's go to this opening prayer for just a second. Anybody remember? Where did it say the Holy Trinity is? Does anybody know from the opening prayer? He's not up there. But what's the opening prayer say? You reveal yourself or you show yourself. Where does God show himself? Do we know? In the depths of our being. So, we can see the Holy Trinity up there, but where does the Holy Trinity dwell? Do, 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 do. Where? In where? In your being. What's me and you? If we're looking for God, we don't have to come into the church and look up at that picture or that statue. All we've got to do is be still, open the door in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and then contemplate the mystery. That God is everywhere and God is inside of me. The triune God. What a mystery. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you're not alone. The God of the universe dwells within you. If you sit there and you're going to be afraid of anything, you're not alone. The God of the universe dwells within you. The God of love. And again, Benedict the 16th talks about the problem with, and the ultimate temptation is to not trust God. It's not to trust that God is love, that everything's based on love, that God is good, and that everything is going to be okay. And we lose that. We forget about that. And we start trusting in ourselves. We start trusting in the world. But the only thing we got to do is we enter into this mystery, is we trust that God, you are God, I am not. You are good. You are love. And you're going to take care of me, and you're going to take care of the world. That's a mystery. And sometimes we got to get lost, not sometimes, every day, we got to get lost in the mystery of God. And then when you and I get lost in this mystery every day in our prayer, open the door, walk in, experience the mystery, is that where we stay? Is that where we should stay? Say no. No. What do we got to do with the mystery? We got to live the mystery. And how do you think the best way to live the mystery of the Holy Trinity is? Yeah. Be loving God, yes, and loving who else? And the Holy Spirit, yes, who's God. And who else? The person next to you. You think you got to love Mr. Gallagher? Yes, absolutely. He's your buddy? Everybody, very good. We got to love everybody, even the people we don't like. Yes. Really? We got to like the people we don't like. Oh, yes, very good. Absolutely. Because if not, it's like we close off the Trinity to the world. If God lives inside of you and me, then what I got to do is love others. And the way I love others is the people that like me, that don't like me, the people I like, the people I don't like, the people the world hates, the people that are enemies, that we got to be love in a world that doesn't know love. And when we do that, we bring the Trinity of God to earth. Jesus, when Benedict reflects on Jesus, he says, what does Jesus bring? Jesus doesn't bring peace on earth. No. He doesn't bring a new world to make the Jews great. No. He says what Jesus brings is God. That's what Jesus brings. So, you and I who are followers of Jesus, who have Jesus Christ living inside of us, what do you think we bring to the world? God. You get this? That our job as followers of Christ is to do as He did. He brought God to the world. We bring God to the world. When you and I open the door, enter into the mystery, experience the mystery, and bring the mystery to those who don't know Him. As Christ brought God to the world, we as His followers, through virtue of our baptism, when this Trinity of God came upon us, our job is to bring God to the world. But we really can't bring God to the world until we ourselves have allowed God to dwell in us and we become aware of Him through our daily prayer. So please, practically, instead of just going through the prayers tonight that you're all going to do before you go to bed, because I'm sure you all pray before you go to bed, after you make the sign, stop, breathe for a second. Be still for a half a second. And then slowly make the sign of the cross. And as you slowly make the sign of the cross, imagine that the door is opening. And now God says, okay, now come on in. And then enter into the mystery of the presence of the Trinity. Get caught up into the mystery of love. And then make it your thing that you're going to bring this God to everybody you meet tomorrow at work and at school and in your family. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.